The issue at hand is the treaty that the Egyptian government is appealing to is a 1959 agreement, which follows two previous agreements that were made, the earlier ones, 1902, 1929, in the era of colonialism, when the United Kingdom was the dominant power there, when it had great interest in developing agriculture in the area, which was done under duress most of the time. But this treaty in particular, the 1959 treaty agreement, was made between Sudan and Egypt, which entitled Egypt to 55 billion cubic meters of Nile water, while Sudan was allotted 18.5 billion cubic meters of water. This, against the background of the source of the Nile, the bulk of the 85% of it coming from Ethiopia, excluded from this agreement, which it wasn't a party to. And secondly, how could this resource be shared equitably in a way that can sustain the area, that can lead to equitable development and be a win-win situation for Egypt, Ethiopia, and the other riparian regions? I think it's easier to do it that way rather than locking it in the rhetoric of policymakers refer to specific treaties that do not have validity in both historic and legal terms.
Some Egyptian observers say upstream countries, including Ethiopia, have other sources of water, including lakes, that they can tap for water rather than taking water from the Nile. What is your view on that?
I believe that also skirts the issue, because true that Ethiopia, Uganda have other resources too, but the Nile area has been an area where there have been droughts, poverty, hunger in many places. Ethiopia, along with those other riparian countries that are demanding a fair share of their resource, is that their people need to survive too. Their needs to not starve for food security. Egypt has every right to express concern and feel entitled to a share of it, but not to absolute monopoly.
Should Ethiopia be concerned about strains with Egypt over Nile waters? Geopolitically or regionally, how important is Ethiopia's relationship with Egypt?
It's very important because they're locked in many ways, geographically, in terms of resources. So there should be a concern, but the concern arises out of the defining of the issue in terms of power politics and zero-sum game politics. If it is framed in a way that could be of value to both, the concern comes only when policymakers frame it in terms of, if we don't get our water, we'll come bomb, because that's what happened in the 50s when Egypt threatened to attack militarily the Sudan. There were cases when the Egyptian government has prevented the Ethiopian government from getting funds from the World Bank. That's the all zero-sum game.
Dr. Alam, many say with this new treaty, Egypt is losing regional power to its African neighbors in the Horn. Why is this happening now? Why did it take so many years for the upstream countries to come together? How might this change the balance of power among the Nile River countries?
This became an issue only because water is a limited resource, and the riparian regions have the need to meet the needs of their populations for reasonable livelihood, for the use of water, for hydropower, for agricultural reasons. So it shouldn't be a way where Egypt is losing, but where a situation is created where they can share. In fact, the recent uprisings and upheavals in Egypt and other parts show, if political leaders frame the issue in terms of win-win situation where everybody benefits, of course, to a certain extent, there should be give and take. This should be the issue, rather than Egypt feeling these African nations are flexing their power and we should show them, and why are they not accepting it as the superpower of the region and cow every time it's threatened military intervention.
In your opinion, what effect will a new agreement have on Ethiopia's development? What areas of the country are likely to be improved with new dams or reservoirs?
I think there is a proposal underway for a hydropower for 1.4 billion worth. There are regions in the Tana area that need to be developed, and that whole region can be helped. In fact, these are people not on Ethiopia's side, but objective scholars who say that the best way for Egypt to share the Nile water would be for massive reservoirs in the Ethiopian highlands rather than in Lake Nasser, which loses 2 meters of water every year. So there can be a win-win situation where they can cooperatively lead and Ethiopia can benefit from it, and so can Egypt. I think the current change in Egypt might bode well in terms of redefining the issue in larger contexts of developing policies of environmental sustainability, technical ways of addressing issues that are not done, policies that do not see it in terms of power politics. This is, I think, the best way to go.
Ethiopia says it intends to build dams and export power to neighboring countries. How does this change Ethiopia's power and influence in the region? Will this likely strengthen the Meles government, which has come under criticism from domestic critics and Ethiopians living in the diaspora?
I like to see it as a national issue rather than an issue of malice. Malice will come and go like all other governments. The issue should be how this should be a way for Ethiopia's role as a historic place that has played a big role in Africa's liberation, how it can play by joining the issues in Egypt too, how they can develop rather than a way of strengthening the government and undermining or making it the new big kid in the block as a new superpower, flexing its muscles to threaten. It shouldn't be viewed in those power politics of geopolitics of one group emerging and threatening and another group's power being diminished.